Close your eyes, count to 10, coming, ready or not. Do you remember the childhood game of hide and seek? Be ready, says Jesus, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. How ready are we to encounter the Son of Man right now, to encounter him in the stranger, the refugee whom we've never met, the homeless, the prisoner? Coming, ready or not, says Jesus, and reminds us that there is a wealth in our relationships with others that far outweighs any material wealth. Go share the good news. Share what you have with those who've nothing. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And Jesus told this story about the need for staying vigilant and loyal. The Jews expected the end times to happen at any moment. The Messiah would attend a great banquet to which all the people of the world would be invited. And the early church expected Jesus to return imminently. Christians recognize this banquet as being with Christ. The great banquet will be a celebration with him of the fulfillment of the kingdom. Jesus, the Master, will come as servant king to serve the servants at the banquet. We live in an age and in a part of the world grown used to instant gratification. We want instant food. We want instant solutions to problems, our own, other people's, the world's. We want instant cures for every illness and condition, instant weight loss. We want the bus or train to arrive precisely on time. We want instant answers. We want everything now. And to us, Jesus says, good things come to those who wait. For God has already given us the kingdom, so there's really no need to worry. We're simply being told that we must wait until the day we receive our inheritance. We don't know when that will be, so we need to live in a constant state of readiness. Sometimes our lives become so full of pressures and busyness, we tend to squeeze God out. We become like poor Martha, rushing around, trying to make everything perfect beyond any reproach, trying to do everything at once. But the good news of Jesus is his greeting to us, peace, be still. It really is all right to take time to simply be in his presence, to listen for his voice, to be aware of all that he longs to share with us and to do in our lives. We have to learn to let go. We have to learn to trust. Luke told us a story that Jesus told about the rich fool who stored all his huge surplus of grain away in barns, thinking that he would be able to rest easy for the rest of his life. No worries, no financial problems. All was well with him. All was very well with him, thank you. He needed no one, nothing else, until St. Peter's heavenly accounts book revealed a very large amount owing to God on the loan of the rich man's life. And God foreclosed the kingdom mortgage. Instead of deluding himself into thinking that his prosperity guaranteed his future, he could have chosen to help other people whose crops had failed. The pursuit of wealth has passing rewards, rewards that are fleeting and at the mercy of the acquisitiveness of others who are more greedy. Instead, says Jesus, sell your possessions, give your money to the poor, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near, no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Our attitude towards possessions and wealth and our willingness to alleviate the sufferings of others, a part of our readiness and our watchfulness for the return of the Son of Man. People who have much in terms of worldly wealth and possessions are not immune from worry. They do have worries, albeit there might be different worries than people like us have and people who have very little. The rich worry about different things most of the time, but they are just as susceptible to worry as the rest of us. And occasionally something happens to them to pull the comfortable metaphorical rug from beneath their feet, even of those who consider themselves to be invincible. Something totally unexpected crops up, calls them to put things back into a wider perspective, a perspective not affected by their accumulation of wealth and possessions. It has been said that the Beatles, remember them, the Beatles drummer Ringo Starr suddenly recognised that all his fame and fortune was really not worth anything at all when his beloved daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Do not be afraid, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The good news of new life in Jesus is still a free gift to all who would receive him. Life lived with Jesus is a life full of meaning. We can have hope, peace, fullness of life, all as a free gift from the God who loves each and every one of us so much that he longs to bless us more richly than we can imagine. His amazing grace, mercy, and love is free gift to anyone willing to accept it. When I was with you last time, we celebrated Holy Communion together. We were around the Lord's table together. We shared words and prayers, and we shared bread and wine. And we remembered the words of Jesus as he sat at table with his first disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you." When we share the bread and the wine, we're sharing tokens of Jesus' invitation to commit ourselves to him in answer to his giving up his life for us. The sovereign Lord coming into our lives, coming as servant king. If we can truly respond by saying, "Come, Lord Jesus, I am no longer my own but yours," then we will have made our decision, reaffirmed our commitment to following Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour. And following Jesus isn't always easy, is it? It can be a scary journey of faith sometimes, but he promises us the reassurance of his presence. "Do not be afraid, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." So we have the choice. We can pick up a few Christian values and experiences, store them away amongst the everyday. We can put a reluctant toe in the water, or we can open up ourselves and our lives to Jesus to receive the freely offered gift of the kingdom. Unlike the FT index, the Jesus Kingdom index is constant and true. All its investors have equal shares. Their future is assured. Do not be anxious, little flock. For perfect love, God's love, casts out all fear. And it is the Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. If we invest our lives in the one who breathes life into the universe, it will be far richer, deeper, meaningful. Paddling in the shadows isn't swimming. If your feet can still safely and easily touch the bottom of the pool or the shore, you're not really living. So the choice is ours. Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. Nothing can part us from the God who loves us. The only way such a separation can ever happen is by our choosing to walk away from him. Our God has us held safe and expectant, knowing that there are great things in store for us in this world and in the next, even though we cannot see them. And this is the faith that God looks for in his people. Believing the hope as a fact, trusting that God's sure promises are true and everlasting. Having faith means looking seriously at the God we claim to follow, checking that our lives in every aspect, hidden and open, live up to the qualities of truth, love, integrity, right action. They're the hallmarks of God and of those who follow him. And our prayer is one written by Richard Baxter, and how I would love to prove that he's one of my ancestors. My maiden name was Baxter. I'll share it with you now. It's a very short prayer, a prayer of seeking to stay alert and active following Jesus Christ. So let us pray. Keep me, O Lord, while I tarry on this earth, in a serious seeking after you, in an affectionate walking with you every day of my life, that when you come, I may be found not hiding my talent, nor serving the flesh, nor yet asleep with my lamp unfurnished, but waiting and longing for you. Amen.